Welcome to Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. Greg Richard, joined by Judy Sharp. Great to see you once again, Judy.
Oh, fabulous to be here. Look, the sun's out.
It's nice to see some sun for a change, isn't
it? Oh, isn't it great? Yeah, better gardening weather.
Exactly right. So good opportunity now to get outside.
Definitely, definitely. A lot of instructions for them today, so.
Right, what are we looking at to start off with?
I thought we'd talk about pruning in winter.
Mm-hmm.
Which we're here now, aren't we? Definitely in winter now.
We're in the mix of it now.
Yeah. And then we should also cover annuals at this time of year.
Well, Judy, you've already mentioned winter's upon us.
Oh, is it ever? But it's nice now today, Greg.
It's nice today. Nice to see the sun out with us. So you can probably venture out and, because you think winter, nothing's growing.
Nothing is. But
nothing to do.
But the plants are preparing for spring.
All right, yep.
Yep, so we've got to keep that in mind. There are plenty of preps to do now. So I hope our listeners are aware of that and they're not just snuggling in front of the heater or something today. Because it's a lovely day outside,
it
guys.
Is.
Go outside and...
If you're not in the wind, it's a lovely day.
No, it's a really lovely day.
But we're looking at pruning at the moment.
We are. We need to begin pruning the deciduous trees and shrubs.
Okay.
This applies to any trees and shrubs that flower on new spring growth. So any that are going to start flowering in spring, which isn't long away, is it really?
Well, what, it's a month and a bit,
and
a half?
And the plants will be preparing to do on all their new spring growth.
I've heard that. When spring starts? September?
September.
I was thinking August. That's how keen I am for spring, to get out of this cold snap.
But, you know, August, surely it always starts to warm up. Remember, you don't remember, sorry, but I do, when we all went to Matara...
Yep.
In minage skirts and goodness knows not very much else. So it wasn't that cold unless, you know, you didn't feel the cold in your miniskirt. You wouldn't know, Greg.
I wouldn't know unless I'd shorts. Unless the old short shorts on, other than that. Anyway, let's move on from fashion.
Okay, let's get on to the real stuff now, eh? So, okay, now we're going to talk about annuals. Now, this is very important, Greg, because... When you've got annuals in, and everyone's going to want them to flower in spring. We're talking about pansies,
mm-hmm.
poppies, primula. They need a foliant feeder now, a foliant fertiliser, which is something like Flourish.
Righto, okay.
And that stimulates them, and our gardeners can use that every week, the Flourish, on their annuals, because when that spring comes around, they'll want a lovely garden, won't they?
So even though they're not flowering now?
No, that's exactly right.
Yep.
Oh, you're on the ball today. You're trying to trip me up, aren't you?
Sometimes I listen.
Anyway, the other thing they should be doing is digging around each seedling carefully.
Okay.
Now, that sounds like a chore, but it's not a chore today out in the sun. It'd be very pleasant working.
Yeah.
Good for the body, you bend your back. And then after that, it's... the time to apply the Flourish. Just dig around each seedling for a little bit.
Yep.
And then apply the Flourish.
Okay.
And they'll have lovely flowers come spring. Otherwise, if you're relying on the weather, don't.
Well, you can't at the moment. No. You cannot rely on the weather at the moment.
Well, you know, we're kidding ourselves today, aren't we, Greg?
We've got Phil. And he wants a bit of info about the chrysanthemum.
Hello, Phil.
How you doing, Judy?
I'm very well, thank you. Could I just ask, are you from Woonangarra?
Woonangarra.
Woonangarra.
Yeah, down on the Central Coast near Charmhaven there.
Oh, right, okay, rightio. So how's the weather down there, I shouldn't ask,
yeah,
should I?
Not nice and sunny today.
That
cool,
is.
Cool but sunny, yeah.
What could I help you with, Phil?
Yeah, the wife was given a chrysanthemum for Mother's Day. Now, she was saying yesterday when she watered it, the flowers are just starting, a couple of them are starting to die. Now, I want to be able to save this plant. It's in a pot at the moment. It's quite happy. It's been really had plenty of flowers on it. But I want to try and save it. What do I do with it so we can get flowers on it next year?
Oh, okay. Phil, look, that's a pretty easy one. So the pot it's in, has it got size where it could spread out a little bit?
Not really. It probably needs to probably go up to the... because it was a pretty big plant itself in the... I think it's only like 6 inch or...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've got two options here, Phil. You could either upsize the pot when it finishes flowering with a good potting mix, or you could plant it in the garden. because they do enjoy being in the garden as well.
Yeah.
And
so
deadhead
the sunlight or half sunlight
Look, a sheltered spot, but definitely yeah. they like a little bit of sun. But you know, when we get our hot summer, it's a bit. Whereas yeah. if you've got it in a pot, well then you can move it out of the sun.
Yeah, right. I'll put yeah. it on the eastern side of the house so it gets the morning sun yep. and afternoon shade.
Yeah.
Yep. In a pot.
Yeah,
yep.
in a pot, but use a really good potting mix, Phil.
Yep.
And
yep.
don't take any shortcuts on it. And then next year, when they're you know coming up to flowering, you might start giving it some flourish for flowering.
Flourish for flowering, yeah.
Flourish okay. for flowering. It must be a lovely plant, is it? You're keen to yeah. preserve it.
Yeah, it is. The wife said she'd never seen a flower like it and that. She says the granddaughter gave it to her and, yeah, so...
Oh, it's a sentimental. Yeah, no, it's yeah. a lovely idea. Yeah. And
so do I cut... When the flowers are dead, I cut them off. Do I cut anything off the plant itself?
Look, with that... me seeing it, you know, it's a bit hard to suggest because
yeah,
what will happen...
It's about a foot to a bit over a foot, like, in height.
Oh, right, that was a nice big one.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, look, I think what will happen, after you cut back the flowers, they will shoot. The plant will shoot out from where you've cut off.
Yep.
Okay, so good potting mix... probably no need to start fertilising it if the potting mix is a good one. You
yep.
could buy the flourish for flowering and just start applying it, but not all the time.
Yep. Okay, then.
We're going to do that when it's coming up more to flowering time.
Yep. Okay, then.
And you will find it will double in size for you. They shouldn't be difficult to grow.
Yep. Okay, then. No
okay.
worries.
Thanks Phil. Well, give Bye. Us a ring back next year or 6 months' time and let us know.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Cheers, Phil. We've got Maria from Maryland and she's got some problems with her fruit trees.
Oh, hello, Maria.
How are you going?
Oh, look, no problems at all here. The sun's out and we're happy and same with you.
Exactly. Bloody beautiful.
What can I help you with, Maria?
So We planted a dwarf mandarin tree about 3 years ago, as well as a lime tree. It's not dwarf. And they're just not doing it. The leaves curl up every now and again. And then we put some of that Parisian spray on. My husband's put around stuff around the, like, fertilising stuff. And, nothing. They're just nothing. They've got leaves. That's about it.
Well, okay. I put in a new little lime a few months ago. And mine has the citrus leaf miner on it. Now, once I would go out and spray it fairly heavily, but I found that they still fruit with the citrus leaf miner. But a lot of people don't like the look of it when they're all curled up. They don't look nice.
Look, that doesn't worry me at all. I'm just wondering what's going on with why nothing is happening, no flowers, no nothing.
Oh, well, it's probably the time of year, I would imagine. My lime did have some little flowers before we got to winter, and then the flowers fell off. So I'm presuming yours isn't. Yours probably at about the same length of time of growth.
Yeah, the thing is, we've never had any fruit on it whatsoever. Once a couple of little limes, like tiny, like maybe a threepence, and then
right.
they went.
Right.
And we've never had any fruit on both the trees, and they've been there over 3 years.
Oh, really? And they were grafted? They were grafted trees, were they?
We got them properly in from Bunnings or wherever we got them from, yes, in pots, yes.
Right, okay. You can tell if they're grafted, they'll have a really thick section down the bottom of the trunk.
Okay.
And
yes.
then they branch out from that.
Yeah, I'm not sure because we're not at home at the moment to
That's
look
okay.
at that.
Okay, well, go when you get home, have a look and see if they've got that thick section, and that means they're grafted. So tell me, have you planted them in the full sun?
They're full sun, yes.
Okay, that's fine. Now, you haven't got anything growing around the trunks, have you?
No, nothing.
Okay. And in that 3 years, have you fertilised them?
We put stuff on them. We would have put, mushroom compost on it, and I've put, like, a liquid fertiliser on it, a sea salt.
A weed on them.
No, don't. Did you hear that? Oh my
no,
God.
No. I'm deaf. I've got head. You know, I've got, what do you call these, Greg?
Headphones.
I've got headphones on, so I didn't hear that. No, I don't think you should do that.
He's been watching that sushi mango, the comedians. Anyway, doesn't matter.
No, okay. So let's go back to the feeding. Look, you need to do more than you're doing with the feeding.
Okay.
So now when you feed citrus, you go out under the drip line. You don't put it up against the trunk.
Okay.
Now, we need some poultry manure, definitely.
Poultry, yep.
Yep. And you can use citrus food as well, but do the poultry first, then wait a while and then do the citrus food.
Mm-hmm.
But my little trick is, with my lime tree, I give it sudden impact for roses.
Oh, sudden impact, it's called, is it?
Sudden impact for roses.
Okay. Right,
and it's a pelleted form. But what I'd like to see you doing is just build that soil up for a little while now with the poultry manure and a little bit of citrus food. But the secret is you must water the ground before you apply it. And after you apply it, you water the ground again. Now, you do that both with the poultry and the citrus food.
Okay. Yep. Rightio.
Don't put them on together. Yeah, don't put them on together, though, will you?
Put them separate.
Put them separate, yeah. Look, I think that's all your problem is. And if they're in the sun, it sounds good. So let's go for that. Mm.
Yes, so put the poultry stuff on first and leave it for a while and then put the other one on in what?
A few weeks' time, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, a week or two and let it wash in. And but you'll do that a couple of times a year, you see. And that's when I resort to the sudden impact for roses because it's pelleted.
Okay, yep.
And I've been giving mine a little bit of that every time I get cranky with it because it's not doing anything. But look, honestly, with the weather, Maria, is anything going to perform properly? Really, no.
No.
So you've got to give them a bit of help.
Is it the best time to do it now?
Do it now. Do it now.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Good luck with that. Give us a buzz back.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
We've got Russell from Anna Bay, and he's got some information about the lemon tree.
Oh, welcome, Russell. And you could be very helpful on that, I'm sure.
Hey, how are you, Judith?
I'm very well.
I have a lemon tree and a pot and all the new leaves or buds that's getting leaf curl.
Yep. Oh, so you want me to tell you what to do to treat it?
Yeah, that might be a good idea if you could.
Look, to be honest, I thought you were going to give me some information to help out with that last caller. I just said to the previous caller about the citrus trees, my lime has leaf miner on it, and it's really, really hard to beat on citrus. So I don't find it makes any difference to the fruit production, but you can spray it if you like.
Yeah, it's a lemon tree, not a lime tree.
No, but it's the same. They're all citrus.
Yeah, I realise that.
You're right, darling, you're right, not a problem. How long have you had it in, Russell?
Oh, it's been there a couple of years or more. It's about 5 foot high, I should imagine.
Oh, well, it's doing very well then, yeah, okay. Well, you probably need to do something like sulphate of potash. Oh, no, not sulphate of potash, that's to feed it up. Well, that won't hurt, actually, that won't hurt. But you just need to get a spray that's designated for that situation. So it's called Leaf Miner.
Leaf Limer.
Leaf Miner is what you have. Leaf miner.
Miner, as in minor bird.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
That should help it, should it?
Oh, definitely, yeah, definitely. But look, if it fruits all right, that's what I just said. Mine still fruits without me spraying it, but it's just a difficult thing to beat, that leaf miner.
I haven't got any fruit on it yet because it's probably a bit too young for that, I've been told. So.
Oh, how old is it?
I've only hit it probably two years or more in the pot.
Oh,
with
no
fruit on it whatsoever.
Yeah, but it's probably grafted, I think, isn't it?
No, it's not. I just grew it myself from a lemon seed.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay. Well, you do have to wait a while, definitely. But why not put around some of that sudden impact for roses around the pot?
Okay.
Because that will encourage flowering too, and also make the plant stronger to beat the leaf miner.
All right, so put some sudden impact rose stuff and leaf miner.
Yes.
Give them a bit of a dose of that each.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, you can follow that up. You know, it's you probably need to be feeding it maybe twice or three times a year in a pot.
Okay. With the sudden impact you're referring to.
Yeah, and it's sudden impact for roses, so don't worry, because both are alkaline lovers. So roses and citrus both like alkaline. And so I just have mine in the garage and go and get a handful every now and then and give it a bit of a whack.
Yeah, I've heard of that sudden impact before, but for different things. I haven't heard of the one for roses, though, but I'll go and have a look at that.
Yeah, you can see that. Well, it's got a red lid on it.
Okay, lovely.
That's a clue.
All right, I'll give that a go. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome, Russell. Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
Well, we've got Des from Raymond Terrace, and he's got a question about pruning roses.
Hello, Des. Good time. The sun's out, and you'd think I'm going out there to get my secateurs out, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very sorry to disappoint you, Des. It's too early.
It is. So what, the end of this month or...? Oh,
well, I always do mine towards the end of July, maybe the middle of July.
Right.
Whereas, you know, up in the frosty areas, they've got to wait a little bit longer. But we can start to prune during July. My roses have got flowers on them. I don't know about yours, so...
They have, and they've got buds.
There you go. There you go. See, it's too early to prune.
Right.
Okay.
And now, you were talking before about putting chicken manure around them.
I was, yes.
So you just broadcast that on the ground, do you?
You do, and dig it in a little bit. And yours are in the ground, aren't they? They're not in pots.
No, they're on the ground.
Yeah, well, I should emphasise that for other listeners. I'm not saying to put chicken manure around pots, only around the ground. And then a few weeks later, then you give them the rose food.
Right. So wait until I prune them and then put the chicken manure around?
Yes, and then wait probably a couple of weeks.
And then hit the rose food.
And then put the rose food on. And, Des, I do that again in February.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you'll get very, very good roses.
Okie dokie, and keep it away from the trunks.
Oh, yes, don't put it right against the trunk, but you probably heard me talking about that sudden impact for roses. I kind of intersperse that with the poultry manure. You know, if I'm feeling a bit lazy, I just go and get a handful of the sudden impact.
All right, because I've got, I'm just reading it, Power Feed Organically Enriched Rose Food and soil improver. I've got a bucket of that.
Right, okay. Well, you could use that instead of the poultry manure.
Oh, right, yep.
Okay, but make sure you water it in fairly, you know, straight away.
Right, yeah, then. Well, I've just missed that by a week. All right, then, Judy. Thank you very much for that.
You're quite welcome, and good luck with it. But I love roses, and I know you do too, Des. And
that's right.
Well, there you go.
Oh, wait until I cut them, and then I'll hit it with some rose food and water it in.
Okay, good on you. Thanks, Des, for the call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
We've got Lynn now from Weston, and you've got a problem with the orange tree as well.
Oh, Judy.
Hello, Lynn. Poor old citrus are getting it today, aren't they?
Oh, aren't they ever?
Yeah.
We had about 28 oranges on our bush, on our miniature tree, and one was edible. All the others had gone mouldy or had been stung by maybe a wasp or something. What can we do? Then can we prune it now?
Look, it's probably a little early to prune them. I think I'd wait till the weather warms up just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But stung by a wasp, you think?
I think. Just little brown spots. And then all the juice, they all went all soft.
Right.
Then they went mouldy.
Oh.
Khaki.
Oh. Darling, you didn't spray it with anything, did you, when you saw this happening?
No. No, we don't usually spray.
Oh, right, okay. Would you mind spraying with a little bit of copper oxychloride?
Okay, right.
You know, and just...
Will that keep the bugs away or whatever?
Well, it's the fungus I'm kind of thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
I do that. It doesn't seem to be affecting the leaves.
No, it's the fruit, yeah.
Yes,
and
yeah.
And you're not getting fruit fly in them, are you?
No.
Right,
no.
Okay, that's really strange.
I know.
Yeah, but try and do that and don't prune yet. But when you do, make sure you give them a good feed up.
Okay, just some citrus food, obviously.
Oh, yep. You're in the ground, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, no, yes. I'd like to see you giving them some poultry manure first, out under the drip line, not close to the trunk. Water it and water it in. Mm-hmm. And then after that, a couple of weeks later, give them some citrus food out under the drip line again. You see, if they're being fed up, that will help them combat the pests.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Well, good luck with that, Lynn. Oh, it sounds like you've got something to do there, dear.
Ah, well, what else is new?
Well, if you like your garden, you've got to work at it, haven't you?
Dead right. Okay. Dead right. Okay, thanks, Judy. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You too, dear. Bye.
Bye.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM 103.7. Still got time for a couple more callers. And we've got Margaret from East Maitland, and she's got soot on her gardenia plants.
Hello, Margaret.
Yes, Judy.
Oh, look, I'm so pleased you've rung about this because I've got a real problem. As you go down my drive, I've got a hedge of gardenias and Sasanqua camellias, and I looked at one yesterday when I walked Little Arthur, and my gosh, it's nearly dead. And I thought, how dare it do that to me? So the secret is going to be, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Now you need to spray it with copper oxychloride.
What was that again?
Copper oxychloride.
Compost.
No. No. Copper oxychloride.
Can you spell it for me? I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, dear. No. Look, I'll give you an easier one. Spray it with malathon and white oil. Malathon.
Yeah, and white oil.
Okay, and you'll find that's mixed up. So
right,
you spray it with that.
That sounds much better for me, Judy.
Okay, rightio. I thought I'd swing over on that one. But the other thing you need to do, and this is a bit of a problem, but I'm going to do it to mine because I'm going to lose this one gardenia. You need to get a rag and soak it with some metho and tie it around the base of the plant. And that discourages those nasty ants going up and down, which I gather you'll have too. Because
There's been a lot of ants out there around the garden, yes.
Yeah, because they're eating the scale. So you have to deter them to go up there. So but don't tie it too tight and choke the plant, will you?
No. Just make sure that it's going to bit the metho to stop the ants getting up there.
Getting up the tree,
The gardenia. Now, I've got a rose next to it. Am I going to have the same problem with my rose then because of the ants?
I would presume so because if the rose gets scale on it, they will go up there to eat the scale.
Right.
And then they carry the sooty mould on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a prob, isn't it? But I was annoyed when I walked yesterday. I didn't realise because it was at the very bottom of the drive. And boy, oh boy, it's nearly dead overnight, Margaret.
All right. Well, ours is still looking okay, but I'll certainly have to put the rag around it and I'll go up and get some malathon and spray
malathon,
it with that.
Yep, malathon and white oil, remember?
Yep, malathon and white oil, yes. It's looking very dark and sad, which is quite a shame. It's a lovely plant.
Yeah, well, that's the sooty mould making it dark.
Yes,
time to treat it.
All right then. Thank you very much,
Thanks,
Judy.
Margaret.
Thanks for the show.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
We've got Judy now from New Lambton, and she's got some big problems with lawn.
Oh, hello, Judy. I'm not surprised at the moment.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Yes, with that really heavy rain that we've recently had, it's just gone very dry and looks deadish. And I'm just wondering if you thought it might come back. I have aerated it and put some sea salt, but I don't know if that's the right treatment for it.
Right, okay. Well, I was just going to say to aerate it.
Yes.
But Greg and I were just chatting a minute ago before we got back on air, and Greg had really dead lawn, didn't you, Greg? And
all the grass shot back up from the rain.
Yeah, and it shot back up. He's mowed it a couple of times. But now you've aerated, you can just you know, unfortunately now it's not time to fertilise, but I think once the rain goes, you'll probably find it'll shoot back up again.
Okay, then. I hope anyway.
Yeah. But aerating, you have done exactly the right thing.
Okay, thank you so much, then.
Okay, thanks. But don't bother trying to mow it either now because, you know, there's not much growth happening. Yeah. And you might do more damage, yes.
No, no, it doesn't need mowing. Yeah, no, I might do a bit more aerating anyway.
Yeah, and then as soon as we see a bright sunshine coming, staying as well, then I'd give it a little light fertilise.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Judy. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
We've got Joy now from Farley, and she's got some problems with her orchids.
Hello, Joy.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm going very well. Are they Cymbidium orchids?
I have no clue. They were given to us as a gift, and they're really, really, really baby young orchids. And they look like they're dead. I'm not sure what to do.
Oh, okay, Joy. Now tell me, did they have like a short, broad leaf?
And one of them has four leaves sprouting out of it, but they're only like really light green leaves, not the dark leaves.
Right, okay. And is it, are they planted in a medium that you can see is a little bit, how can I describe it? Not grassy, but like peat moss or something.
Yeah, so I went to Bunnings and got some proper spray for both of the plants. And I've got proper fertiliser, so I've changed the pots that they were given to us in, put them in bigger pots, and I don't know, maybe I should just leave them alone. I put them in the sun, but not direct sun. I leave them inside the door. Yeah.
Okay, now let me just ask you, when you repotted them, did you use the right kind of medium? It's like a peat moss.
Yes. I also asked the guy at Bunnings to give me what I should do to give them.
Okay. Well, we can only be guided by that. Look, I think at the moment I'd leave well enough alone.
Okay.
And just, it's not the time when they're going to be shooting and growing. The weather's just so awful. So where you've got them inside, there isn't heating there, is there?
Just from the sun, but they're not in direct sun.
Okay, rightio. Look, you've done the right thing, Joy. You've covered all bets, so let's keep our fingers crossed.
All right. I shouldn't put them in the bin then.
No. They take a long time to get new shoots, new shoots, and it'll be a while before you even get orchids.
Okay.
You threw me then. Don't put them in the bin. No. Not when you spend all that money to treat them.
yeah. I want to try and save them and try and... I don't have a clue, so I'm not a gardenish person, but they were given, so I think I should try and...
You should.
Yeah.
Well, ring us every week if you like, Joy, and we'll talk you through it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Cheers. Thanks, that's Joy. Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. Judy Sharp, we're just about run out of time for another week.
Right, okay, yes. So went over quick, didn't it?
Very quickly
today, yeah.
We'll have to head out into the sun. Well, you can.
Sounds good. Bye.
See you next week, Judy.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.